Chris Stawa is joining us, American Medical AMR, American Medical Response, the EMT, the ambulance folks out there serving our largest communities. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, thanks for being with us. You put out a statement on Friday going into the weekend, the latest opioid overdose numbers, and this is a big concern, and one of which, in my opinion, I'm just so tired of getting updates on COVID or monkeypox and other viruses when we have so many young people, so many people addicted to the fentanyl, so many people. It's the number one cause of death for young people, drug overdoses, 18 to 44-year-olds in this country. And we don't focus on enough. Give us the latest. What does the picture look like, Chris?
So, unfortunately, the picture doesn't look any better than the last time we spoke. We're still on track to lose over 100 people in just Nashua in Manchester this year due to fentanyl overdoses. You're absolutely right. It's unfortunately doesn't get focused on enough. There's still a stigma attached to it that people think that these people who are dying literally, every day are drug addicts and don't deserve the attention that some of the other things do. That couldn't be any further from the truth. These are people's sons and daughters and mothers and fathers in some cases who all are worthy of paying attention to and focusing their efforts to get a hold of this epidemic and bring it under control.
So what specifically are we looking at? It's still fentanyl is the number one culprit, correct?
Absolutely. And we're seeing fentanyl injected or laced into all sorts of other drugs now on a very regular basis, methamphetamine, cocaine, even marijuana in some cases. So people who are using these other substances have to go and understand that it's very likely that there's fentanyl laced inside of whatever they're going to use, done on purpose by the cartels to try and...
Chris Stawa's American Medical Response. So let's just take Greater Manchester, just last the month you measured. How many overdose numbers?
Over 60. So, they're on pace to do between 700 and 800 this year, which that's an incredible number. It's back to pre-pandemic.
That's just Manchester.
That's correct, yes.
Upwards of 1,000. Wow. Chris Stawa's American Medical Response, thank you for what you do. AMR, keep us informed as you have been leading the way. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Jack. Appreciate it.